Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we're going to be covering two big ticket items that happened last night at the County Council meeting. And those include a Dakota Pacific Development Agreement process update and a discussion on what's happening with the North Summit Fire District. And then finally, we'll wrap things up with a few quick reminders about the county's goings-on.
And today, if you couldn't tell, we have Bailey Edelstein standing in for Derek Sidaway. Bailey, let's get into the news.
All right, let's kick it off with the Dakota Pacific Development Agreement. Community Development Director Pat Putt and County Attorney Dave Thomas had a discussion with council, and that intended to clarify the process regarding the Dakota Pacific Development Agreement moving forward. And this is all last night at the council meeting. The process outlined goes as follows. First, the applicant, Dakota Pacific, will continue to engage with the community members and work on a revised proposal. To be clear, there's no amended application currently, and a time frame for a new one is still unknown, but we'll keep you posted when we know that it's coming out. When the county does receive a revised proposal, a public work session, or even several, with the county council will occur to understand the nature of the modifications to the plan that Dakota Pacific proposes. And then a public hearing will be held on the matter where council will take public comment. From there, final action will be taken on the proposal.
Thanks for that breakdown, Bailey. I think it's important to clarify here that any community feedback outside of a formal public hearing should be going through the Summit County Planning and Community Development Office. Council can only receive information regarding this topic during public meetings. For example, if council receives an email about the Dakota Pacific Development Agreement, they can't read it. This is to ensure due process for both the community and for the applicant.
So, community members, if you have input that you'd like to provide on the Dakota Pacific Development Agreement, please send an email directly to Community Development Director Pat Putt. His email is P as in Pat, P-U-T-T, at summitcounty.org. This information can be found at summitcounty.org/planning. So you can refer back as we continue to move through this process.
There was also a joint meeting between the North Summit Fire Administrative Control Board and County Council last night. County Manager Tom Fisher began with a recap of what's happened so far. The recap went as follows. On February 1st, the deputy chief in charge asked for help and met with the Administrative Control Board to discuss issues including the shooting incident in Echo Canyon, where a firefighter chose not to support EMS on scene, and the issue about a suspected organized effort by some firefighters to not take their shifts. After that, the deputy chief stepped away from his volunteer service with North Summit Fire District, and Tom met with Park City Fire District Chief Zanetti. Next, an interlocal agreement was established that directed Park City Fire District to provide on-site firefighting coverage for North Summit Fire District for 60 days. A verification process for all of this information was conducted. The investigation confirmed that there was an organized effort by some firefighters to not take their shifts and revealed that they were seeking, one, a firing of at least one member of the Administrative Control Board, and two, a reinstatement of the former fire chief who was previously let go for cause. From there, the roster of volunteer firefighters was temporarily suspended. And that brings us to where we are today.
I think that there's two important clarification points to make here. The first is that there's been some confusion in the community and concern regarding wait times if emergency services are coming from Park City. And to be clear, Park City Fire Department is providing on-site coverage, and the Colville Station will be staffed with Park City Fire Department personnel for the interim 60 days. And then second, it's also important to clarify that while Park City Fire District is willing to provide service to the North Summit community for the time being, They have no desire or intent to take over service beyond this temporary period of time.
Overall, this incident has really led to a larger question of fire service for North Summit and what it should look like moving forward. So, with input from the citizens of North Summit Fire District, the Administrative Control Board and the County Council, in conjunction with Colville City and Hennifer City, they're going to have an immediate move to begin work to reform this service and figure out what it needs to be in the future.
So at some point soon, a meeting between mayors, the Administrative Control Board, the county, and city councils will be held. The public, including the firefighters who have been suspended, are also invited to attend. We don't have too much more information at this time, but please be on the lookout on summitcounty.org and our social channels for more information to be broadcast once we do have more.
Yeah, definitely stay tuned on more information there. And to wrap this up, I think Councilmember Melina Stevens said it best when she emphasized that the number one priority of everyone involved here is really the safety and well-being of the North Summit community.
The number one priority here is health, safety, and welfare, and making sure that the citizens of North Summit have fire service available in case of some sort of catastrophic fire, house fire, any sort of issues that they have. And that the lens that we're operating from as far as taking these measures is to make sure that people are safe while we're trying to figure out administratively how to, in the future, continue and maintain that safety.
And finally, we just have a few quick housekeeping items we'd like to mention. First, there is a Council of Governments meeting happening this coming Tuesday, February 15th at 6 p.m. that will predominantly focus on regional planning. You can attend that meeting on Zoom. As always, to find the full agenda, including that Zoom information, go to the Agenda Center found on the left-hand side of the county website's homepage, and then find the Council of Governments section. Also, another quick reminder that it's Free Fair February. UTA fares will be free all month, which includes the PC to SLC connector between Salt Lake and Kimball Junction. So be sure to take advantage of that, Summit County.
All right, and our next reminder is that Park City plans to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the 2002 Winter Olympics this Saturday, February 12th, in the parking lot at Bob Wells Plaza. Wear your red, white, and blue. Our last update is that the Summit County Council is seeking individuals to fill 4 vacancies on the RapTax Cultural Advisory Committee. The deadline for applications for the RapTax Cultural Committee has been extended to Tuesday, February 15th, 2022 at 5 p.m. So if you're interested in applying, go to summitcounty.org and check out the board posting right there on the front page news section.
And that's all we have, folks. We'll be back next week with the latest news in Summit County.